Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John, said a number of community activities are planned for this month as the ministry continues with its quest to heighten awareness on the importance of healthy living.
From the 17th, actually, to about the 28th or so, we're going to have a number of community activities. And this is where we're zooming in more particularly at the community level. It's not going to be more from a clinical standpoint. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be out of the hospital or the clinic in your district. It's going to be more from the sporting clubs, the churches, okay. the youth groups, the Red Cross volunteer groups, the disaster preparedness groups in there.
All coming together
to have this grand activity in the district, which will include educational talks, mm-hmm. walk. I know one district is hoping to have like a moonlight walk in the evening with safety measures, of course. So it's really going to be very exciting. So I would encourage persons to listen out in their community to see how they could get involved. And it's just going to be a really good month for us to really reflect on our overall health and well-being.
Ms. John said personnel in the Ministry of Health will be available to provide information to persons who have an interest in participating in this month's activities. And the Ministry of Health will also be focusing on the spiritual health of the nation during the month of activities.
That last week in September, we really want to dedicate it to some spiritual health. Mm-hmm. We're not forgetting that we've already encouraged the churches to make the use of it this month, mm-hmm. Just for mental health aspect of it, but also I think spiritual health also gives you a deeper connection with, you know, to reflect and to try your best to see how you could improve on your individual life. So I think we've already advocated with the churches that they should encourage their members to spend some time in prayer and reflection and dedication and all of that for their overall health and well-being. You know, praying for the schools, the ministries, the government, and all of these sectors, because it's our neighborhood and it's our health.
And Ms. John said the curtain will come down on the month-long program of activities with a glow run slated for Saturday, October 1st.
On the 1st of October, we've partnered with Islandwide Fitness and Coats, and we're going to offer the glow run with a twist this particular year. So it's the 1st of October, that's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the activity that we will culminate with in the grand. It's at the cruise ship terminal. We're going to turn it into a healthy village. And we're going to have that 5K walk and after cool lung session. It's going to be an amazing experience for persons again. So if you really didn't catch us throughout the month or you really didn't get a chance to tap in, October 1st is definitely it. One of the reasons why we got involved with this particular initiative is that because we also want to encourage persons to show persons that the behavior or the desired behavior that we're trying to achieve is possible.
Right.
So the simple walks, the simple exercise, the simple meals that you're going to be experiencing at this particular event, we just want to encourage you that it is definitely possible for you to achieve it. So October 1st is there. The Ministry of Health will be offering some packages for free. And that's part of the collaboration that we have with the team. So persons should listen out to see how best they could get involved in that. But I can say for those persons who are definitely involved at the community level, mm-hmm. it's an automatic entry at the national level with this activity.
That was the Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.